What's up, family? The merch shop is finally here. Lucky Lefty Network merch shop. We got it all. From the shirts to the hoodies to the hats to the nitty gritties. Come here right now. Shop with us. Come get the swag because you know, if anything else, we spin it different. You see the gritty. You see how we get down. It's elite.
Come on, we gonna party tonight. Y'all use mouth to mouth. Bring the party to life. Don't be scared. Show another party of life. The more drinks in your system, the harder to fight.
Honor Boy is back in the building. Lucky Lefty Podcast. We talked Al Golden, his presser. We talked about Notre Dame program or team. We talked about some stuff going on, legislative moves made in the South for football, NIL. Tennessee adding a NIL fee to their ticket prices. Audio edibles each and every day. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Patreon.com/Lucky Lefty Network. You need to go over there, $5 a month. You can get the Lucky Legends podcast and the Players Only podcast. Don't forget TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter X at Lucky Lefty Pod. YouTube, subscribe, share, hit this thumbs up. It helps with the views. Leave your comments because we respond to all Lucky Lefty podcasts. Home of the Misguided Passion. And you already know that we
spin it different.
Offensive coordinator Mike Denbrock left. He's just trying to build on last week and hopefully, man, what he saw can carry over.
I saw for the first time really some carryover from the execution that we did on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday carrying into the game. And there weren't nearly as many hiccups along the way. There was more consistency in how we executed. And that led to us obviously being in a better position to put points on the board. And then obviously we've got some explosive athletes on the offensive side of the ball. And it was great and a lot of fun to see those guys kind of break loose and have great days.
Obviously Riley was able to see the end zone three times on the ground. But when you look back at the tape, do you look at it and say maybe you had some moments where you could have passed the ball here and got the ball downfield to some receivers or tight ends instead of using your legs as much?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's just for Riley in particular, but certainly there's some plays that we left out there we could have done a better job with at all positions. And we got to continue to work on us. That's, you know, we spent a lot of time on that today again, just working on being more consistent in the passing game and understanding each other a little bit better, and hopefully as we continue to work on that, that continues to come along and get better and better. We're going to need it.
He was right. We're going to need it. Will we need it this week? No. I think if anything, is slowly building his confidence back, give him some chances. If he misses it, oh well. But let his strengths be his strengths. Let's not just get off of him doing well running the football. Clearly, that's a threat. Clearly, it's a problem, and clearly he's good at it. Before we jump ship and start talking about what he needs to do better, maybe spend a few weeks with this easy schedule to continue to, you know, run the football well. Because, hell, if he stops doing that well, then I'm not leaning on anything him throwing the football. He shouldn't be in the game. So let him get his confidence through running. And, you know, I mean, until you decide to do differently on strategy of offense, you gotta work with it, I guess. I don't know how he's gotten so much loyalty and undying, unwavering faith in Riley Leonard. But if that's how we're going, then hell, let's not get out of the wheelhouse of what he's good at.
College Football Nation, what's going on? Mark Ingram II here. Get inside access to the college football world and beyond every week as three-time national champion head coach Urban Meyer, announcer Rob Stone, and I take you from the field into the locker room and beyond, discussing the top moments in college and pro sports. Plus, conversations with the biggest names from every corner of entertainment delivered to you at home or on the road. Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you say next weekend, when you go in for the Louisville game, if you see Coach and you and Coach go into the office, I think Coach would definitely tell you and share with you some frustrations.
I know the guy.
Look, I know. You got his number right now. You don't have to tell me.
I got the pad right here. Tell you he's frustrated. Let's, you know, the pad, like the QB notes. Tell
ladies
you right
and gentlemen, here. This is a notepad.
This is the
from 2014.
Look, a play that he ain't running. A play that he can't run right now because he can't throw the ball. Look. The most important thing as a QB is being able to play every play. So if we can keep Riley healthy, that's all that matters.
Right, say that one. Read that again. Say it again.
The most important thing as
a QB. This is the book of Mike Denbrock and his quarterback. Go ahead.
Mike Denbrock, chapter 12, verse 11. The most important thing a QB is being able to play every play and protect yourself. Another point. Two things: be decisive with the football and make good decisions. Has Riley done that last game? Yes, he made some good decisions. Hold on, let's keep going into the Denbrock isms, because you're really judged by how you handle pressure. Look, this is Denbrock quotes.
Now see, stop right there,
because they asked him about this. That was our boy LeVon Whitaker. Once again, I tell you, LeVon Whitaker asked the best questions. In my opinion, LeVon Whitaker asked the best questions out of all Notre Dame media right now. No softballs. Really good question. Another one by our boy LeVon Whitaker. Let me tell you something, Lev. LeVon Whitaker asked him straight up. Like, hey, see, your quarterback is a natural runner. And as soon as he leaves the pocket, his eyes aren't up. So he can't see Jeremiah Love 20 yards behind the defense waving his arms like, yo, hey. He can't see that. Right? Because a natural passer, as soon as they break outside, their eyes are up to find the open receiver. That goes back to Riley Leonard. He's a natural runner. I don't even know if you can learn that game to game. That's like a full year offseason where you have to get used to doing that.
He is who he is.
See, that is something. You know, he tried to cover it up when he was asked specifically about the quarterback position. He was like, yeah, all of us at every position, you know, could have done things better. You can't be missing wide open receivers once you break the pocket, man.
No.
That is the opportunity. That is the opportunity that comes from the danger of you being a runner.
Are you just not being that guy?
But that's what Jalen Milroe. That's what Jalen Milroe does. That's how he beat Auburn at the end of that game. Prolonging the play off schedule, making the throw. If you aren't going to be the accurate West Coast on time quarterback that can go through multiple progressions. And gosh darn it, and that's the only way I can say it, you got to be able to make plays with your arm when you're running. You have to. And hopefully that part of the game can manifest itself. Lef is about to pull out some more Denbrockisms in a minute because he has a folder full. That's just one notebook.
This is the reason why right here he's frustrated. The three
Denbrock Bible. Go ahead.
The three S's, April 19th. 2016. Streamline, steadfastness, and smile. Those are the three S's that Riley Leonard needs to work on. Streamline, flowing steadily without turbulence. Make more efficient or simple reads. He's getting locked into being comfortable in what he's afraid to take the challenge of. Simplify it. I don't have a problem with him not being comfortable yet because he's simplifying it. The next thing, steadfastness, strong in the pocket. He's got to work on that. He's not being strong in the pocket. He has to be unwavering, and he's very waved. He's Barry Wade. He has to be unwavering. These are three S's that Denbrock is looking at. This is how I know he's frustrated. More consistent footwork. That's what steadfastness means. Strong in the pocket, unwavering. Things he's not doing. Last is smile. Find joy in the game. You bad feet, bad eyes, bad ball, bad body, all of that. That's not smiling. Because we saw you smiling after the first win, but you got to realize to be great, you got to be asked to do it again. And when we asked you to do it again and you came up short, you stopped smiling. So you need to work on that. Find joy in the game, Riley. You so focused on what everybody on Twitter saying you can't do that it's affected your mental when you're going out and only you can control. Like we said, Sean, we can say a bunch of things about Riley. Only he can control what he does on the field. And he's letting these people on Twitter, and you know, Twitter got crazier. You know, the internet is crazier these days. They'll pull up everything. You cannot beat the internet these days. So if you want to see what people think of you, you can go find it, Riley Leonard, because you had Notre Dame. That's how you can find it. We the 8th most watched game coming after the worst loss in history. I don't know how that works. A lot of people want to see you fail. So you clearly are eating that up, and it clearly looks like that's in your mind when you're running past guys wide open. Mm. So find joy in your game, man. It's your game, not ours. We just going to comment. Overall, the management of the offense, don't get ahead of yourself. And he's getting ahead of himself by not letting it come to him. He's a little more gun-shy, if you would say so. But it's good.
Hey, the Bible of Mike Denbrock.
Look at that.
Right there. Lucky Lefty Podcast.
From Denbrock. Communication.
You know that, ladies and gentlemen, that shows you Malik's a good student, man.
Work within the system. Is he working within the system? You see, don't cloud the brain with everything, right? Living without, if they, you know, just work the system. This is from Denbrock. Denbrock say work the system.
I think Mike Denbrock would be very impressed with his pupil on this day. The student has become the teacher. Lucky Lefty Podcast. Is this what you, this the rigorous training? Is this the rigorous training that you put your quarterbacks through?
This is the
You're echoing Mike Denbrock to your young, freshman quarterback.
I bet you Steve got, this is what you, this is how I know you ready to play Notre Dame football. If you got stuff like this. Because you done spent years taking notes down, understanding what it takes to be great. Riley don't got nothing like this. He don't got nothing like this.
Mike Denbrock talked about the measure of the Notre Dame offense. How do you measure improvement, coach?
If I've seen a lot of difference on the practice field, I think it's just great to get those guys some real game rep kind of experience. And even if it's, you know, as CJ got in the last series of the game, I mean, it's invaluable for him. It's invaluable for Kenny Minchie to get out there and play some. And obviously Steve got an opportunity to play quite a bit of football in the second half. That's going to hopefully, you know, be something that as we continue to build on what we've done, become something that happens a little more frequently.
In three games in, how do you measure the offense? And is it where you think it should be right now?
No, it's not where I think it should be. But I mean, we are. I think what I warned everybody we might be. We're a little bit of a work in progress. I think we've got and shown some consistency to be able to run the football. So we've got to continue that. We've even got to enhance that and be better at that than we've been. We've got to get more consistent in the passing game and how we throw it, where we throw it, why we throw it. Being at route depth, making catches. Doing all the things that you need to do to be a successful pass offense. We're still struggling a little bit with some consistency there that's got to get better.
Now, see, Mike Denbrock, I have to come at you just a little bit. Because when you got here, you said, yo, you're going to be a top five offense. We already got a top five defense. We're going to be a top five offense. And I know you did it because you had expectations for that dude, that quarterback. You had expectations. You didn't know. Right? You might have seen some things.
He was given.
Okay. My point is, you might have seen a little bit of things, a few things in fall camp that could have given you pause. But you overlooked it.
because he had the red jersey on. You said once he gets naturally into the game, he can start mixing in his run with the ability to throw. He's thrown for almost 3,000 yards in the season before. He should be able to do it again. Then you realize, like, wait a minute. He's not one of those dudes that can just hop into a passing system and get it done. We literally have to help him in the passing game because he's naturally first a runner. Now, it's we're a work in progress. Based upon the expectations, you thought we could be a top five offense. Now, unfortunately, we're a work in progress, which is true, which is true. He's come to that realization. Have no problem with that, love. But it's a far cry from over the summer when we were hearing top five offense. And maybe he was projecting in 2 years or 3 years. But
I mean, everybody was buying this tea of Riley Leonard was selling. And I think it's, he put something in there when he they were doing Bible study communion or something. Because they
come on, man. Come on, man. Now you're taking cheap shots. Now you're taking cheap shots, man.
I ain't got a cheap shot because
T has zero. You, that was reaching. T has zero to do with communion. You need to find a better metaphor, bro. T
listen, hold on, wait a minute. Man.
T has nothing to do with the blood of the Lord and Savior.
We didn't say the blood of the Lord. We're
you're
saying
not, you're not about to be blasphemous study, right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay. In fairness, you don't take communion.
Find that movie reference.
You with don't T. take communion in Bible study.
Movie. It's too many movie references you can use with T, bro. Too many, bro.
You don't take communion in Bible study, though.
You're reaching a little bit with the communion, bro. You're reaching a little bit. You're reaching a little bit with the communion, bro.
But you don't take communion in Bible study, so it shouldn't.
No, you don't take communion at Bible study. You take it every first Sunday, which is the commemoration of what he did on the cross.
That's right, man. What he's saying is something had to have happened because it still hasn't been an explanation of being sold on a guy that we have never seen play. How do you fool the head coach, offensive coordinator, Benjamin Morrison, the defender, everybody on offense? How do you fool everybody?
See, you didn't get that good stuff. Since it's legal, let me give it to you a legal way. See, you didn't go get the good legal stuff that's certified by the government. You went to the corner and got some of that stuff with some seeds in it. You know what I mean? That's what happened. Okay? That's what happened. That's a much better metaphor, okay?
Oh, my God.
You thought you were getting that premium, government certified, icky.
But how do you get – I don't understand.
But instead, it ended up being something with some seeds in it, low quality. And now it's a different inhale. You know what I mean? It's a different inhale.
So you can only
that cough is a little rougher. You know what I mean? It's a little rougher. That's all I'm saying. You thought you were getting Cuban roll hand rolled. You thought you were getting a Cuban hand roll cigar, right? Nah, you're getting one of them Archie Bunker specials. You're getting one of them Archie Bunker specials.
Lord Jesus,
one of Sanford and Son Rollo specials, bro.
Oh man, yeah. Okay?
You leave communion alone today. You leave that communion alone today. We're gonna stay far away from that. There you go.
Well,
I just gave you the metaphor for you.
That's right. That's right. And at the end of the day, we need to focus on how this position doesn't have to dictate the rest of the season. If you know you're handicapping yourself, the first way to start winning is to stop losing. You don't have to put him in there. But if you continue to put him in there, we continue to come off as a team that gives excuses to our players. Because at this point, there is no excuse. We've never had a quarterback play this bad shit since I can even remember.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. In the last 24 seasons, since 2000, we have not seen a quarterback play this bad ever.
Light it. Hey, College Football Nation listeners, it's Urban Meyer. Have you ever wanted to be in the huddle with two national champions? This is your chance. Join me, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram and Rob Stone, every Wednesday as we take you inside the biggest moments in college football, as well as navigate the ever-changing landscape of the sport that you love. Let us guide you into the new age and have a lot of fun along the way. Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
So,
I don't know. Let me think about that. We talking about a starting quarterback?
We have never seen this in the passing game. In general. In the running game, he's dynamic, but in the passing game, let me think about it.
Give me about 10 seconds.
We're not about to disrespect him.
Give me 10 seconds. Let me think. You talk about starters. Dane Chris was working. Yes, he was. I had to think about it. It didn't take me long. Dane Chris as a starter.
Dane Chris had a touchdown, though. He had a touchdown, though. Like, come on, we got to really be serious about this. We have not.
Hey, come on, Lev.
A quarterback.
He did have a 90-plus yard touchdown to your boy, Randall Rudolph.
Okay.
Nah, Rudolph. He didn't.
We can't even get that from
him. I give him that. I would still take Roddy Leonard over that cat, Dane Chris, though.
Dane Chris was like a Hendrix. He was Andrew Hendrix.
Nobody was that. No, Andrew Hendrix, shout out. We love that dude, man.
Love Andrew.
Injuries took him out, but come on, man.
Riley is Andrew Hendrix, though. He is that guy. He is no different than Andrew Hendrix. Andrew Hendrix could run a little bit. He wasn't asked to run a lot, but he could run a little bit. They same body type. Hell, Hendrix could throw better. I'm going to put it on that. Hendrix could throw better. He just couldn't translate it in the game better. But it's no different than Riley.
Now, we're going to have to let him play out. We have to let him play the season out. But if you take a snapshot right now,
the worst quarterback to ever.
No, Lev. He's not worse than Dane Chris. No, Lev. Stop that. Stop. I can't let you do that. No, Lev. No.
I agree.
He's not better than Ed. He's not better than you.
Not better than
your small sample size is better than
him. My small sample size is better. My small sample size is better.
Deshaun is definitely better.
Definitely. Tommy Rees is better.
Yeah, in the passing game, I would have to.
Tommy's fifth in Notre Dame history.
Far more turnovers, though. He was a turnover machine. I would say that. Tommy's a turnover machine. Yeah. The only person I could. He's not better than Jack Cone.
No. Oh, definitely. Jack Cone ranking in the top eight. Damn near top.
Yeah, he's
five,
not better than Sam.
Definitely not better than Sam. If anything, you have to put Riley in the conversation of best running backs in the last two decades.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Hunter. Drew Pine. Come on, dog.
Drew Pine. He threw for 300 yards his first game. Hold on.
You talking about against North Carolina? The North Carolina game? He did have a good game against North Carolina. I give you that. He had a good game against North Carolina.
He's not better than anybody. He is the highest paid worst quarterback we've ever had. Let's put it like that. By far. He's not even close. That's what I'm saying. There's no evaluation that we could have had to make sense of bringing him to school. It's no evaluation. Steve is better than Riley right now.
In the passing. Well, dude, that, look, stop. We don't even have to.
I'm not trying to poo-poo on Riley. I'm just saying.
We're not trying.
Tyler Buckner had a game with three touchdowns. Passing.
We're not trying to do that.
I'm a big Jack Cone fan. I might even get a Jack Cone jersey by the end of this thing.
You gonna get you a Jack Cone jersey, bro?
If he keeps playing bad, I'm getting a Jack Cone jersey. I'm gonna wear it to the game. This is the best transfer guy we've had.
You're being Buck Wild right now, bro. You're being Buck Wild right now.
But that's respect to Jack, because Jack
he
came
for 24 for 34, 289, three touchdowns, zero interceptions against North Carolina. That was against Drake May too. Hey, I don't know. I might have to give the edge to Drew Pine.
That's what I'm saying. This is the worst quarterback we've ever had.
Just for that game.
What was the metric that we brought him in on? That's the question. What's the metric?
We said in a small, we can only go by his small snapshot. He might have a 300-yard game later in the season. So just based upon what we've seen in three games, yes, Drew Pine has one in his pocket.
We talking about one. We can't even get over 200 yards passing.
Hunter H. Come on, bro. Come on. The last two defenses that Robbie Leonard has played, come on, man. Come on, man. That NIU defense ain't that, bro. They are not that.
They made them look like that.
They are not that. We need to stop. We need to stop. They are not that. I understand, man. We're talking not just as a quarterback because everybody's trying to bring up his legs. We're not counting the legs.
See, we're not taking off the red jersey.
In the passing game, I still say Dane Chris is worse. But in the passing game, I'm riding that. In the passing game, it's hard to argue. It's very hard to argue.
Don't do this Josh Allen metric either, because Josh Allen can throw the ball. We've seen it. And I don't even like Josh Allen like that.
I'm going to cut this clip up. You just said Josh Allen can throw the football?
Yeah, Josh Allen. I mean, we're talking about comparing him to a guy that can't get over 200 yards passing, come on. Let's not disrespect
that. Can we pray for that? I think I'm going to just keep that to total team passing yards, 200.
And, you know, it's 2024. We can throw the little dink and dunk screens to the outside, little bubbles. We can't even get 200 doing that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. About once again, I saw enough from Dane Chris. No, sir. Nope. If you take Riley out of the conversation, Dane Chris is still last. Who is he better than? Who?
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to say, who is he better than that before we start talking about what he can do well?
Come on, man. Nate Montana was never a starter at Notre Dame, man. Why are we even talking about Nate Montana?
Why we had to go that low?
Why is Nate catching strays in the chat?
That's like saying Ron Paul is the
best. Demetrius Jones catching. Come on, dog. What? Demetrius Jones got in the game because of two injuries to quarterbacks in camp, man. Once again, like Lefty just said, why are we lowering the standard?
We
are lowering the standard just to not have Riley Leonard in that conversation.
In that conversation. That's the problem. It's all right, guys. We just made like the players' lounge. A bad recruiting.
Hey, let me tell you something. That players' lounge conversation this week was after. I was backstage, just like eyes getting big. Like, oh, y'all really going in? That's what we doing this week?
He said, sat next to him, said, bad recruiting mistake. We'll get it fixed.
Yo, that Lou Holtz story, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go look. I have to share this, dude. This cat, they said, Lou Holtz. They played Michigan State.
Oh, my God.
Lou Holtz walked up to a tight end that was awful at blocking and tapped him on the son. I wish I could do the Lou Holtz voice. And tapped him on the Just for the voice, you need to go subscribe. Just for the impersonation of Oscar McBride.
Because it was too good.
Lou Holtz walks over to this young man. I don't want to say his name. Walks over to this young man in the middle of the game and says, son, I understand. You're just a recruiting mistake that we made.
And we will get it fixed.
But I promise you, we're going to get it fixed.
Don't even worry about it.
This is in the middle of the game. He didn't scream at him. He just spoke to him in the calmest voice and said, son, it's okay. You're just a recruiting mistake that we made. We messed up. But you know what? We're going to take care. We're going to handle that. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. We're going to handle that.
Unbelievable.
Let me tell you something. I left. Oh man, you got me with that one, left. I can't even count it. Hey, Mike Denbrock, why are you happy about your veterans like a Rocco Spindler showing up when you needed him the most due to injury?
How much they love their teammates and love Notre Dame, and those guys are a testament to hard work, commitment, and what a true Notre Dame man looks like. They came to work every day regardless of circumstance and put the work in necessary, and I don't think you saw much of a blip on the radar screen when those guys went in the game Saturday because of the preparation that they did to be ready to go when their time came. And unfortunately and fortunately, it came on Saturday and they were ready to go.
And then Aeneas Williams has carved out a little bit of a role. I guess what's he done to see the field as a freshman?
Yeah, he's a very – Aeneas is a very explosive athlete and smart, twitchy, very sudden. I think he's got a great feel in the run game. Obviously, he's stacked in a backfield in a room full of really good players. So anytime we can kind of get him and work him into the mix a little bit more, we'll do that.
That was always my guy going into the season. I told everybody that Neas Williams is who I was looking for to get in and make an impact this year. He got the most versatility. He's physically big enough. He can do a lot with the football inside and outside the box. And so even if it's a couple carries, I think I was dead on right that he was going to be involved in some way. Mm-hmm. And this –
Hold up. Wait a minute, man. Is somebody – Yo, you can't be serious. Jarius Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. Jarius Jackson was twice the passer that Robbie Leonard is at Notre Dame. Then he went to the NFL, played with the Denver Broncos, and then went to the CFL and won two Grey Cup championships as a quarterback. Y'all need to stop. Now we're reaching. The whole Demetrius Jones thing is like, dude, what? The fact that you have to reach that low points, it further magnifies and highlights what Leff is saying.
Why did we bring him?
As much as I'm trying to protect right now.
It keeps getting worse. Y'all making it worse. These comments are making it worse.
I'm still riding for Dane and Chris, but hey.
That's hard to do. That's a competing thought in your brain.
Man. Yo, that's tough. But yo, Aeneas Williams and Rocco Spindler and look. Thank God for Notre Dame offensive line culture, man. See, the stuff that I've been telling people, they complain, they don't even know what they have. Notre Dame offensive line culture has a chance to save this season, dude, because to lose two interior offensive linemen at most programs, the season is done. It's a wrap. Left, you use your starting center and your starting right guard. It's a wrap. After losing your starting left tackle in fall camp, it's a wrap, Left. It's a wrap. 80% of schools, it's a wrap. Not Notre Dame. Because they spin it different, just like us at O-line, baby. They spin it different. So, on the way out, NIL going wild, Left. What do you I hope you start getting your back pay left. I really do. Your back pay checks.
I asked about it. They said, oh, we don't really know exactly, but we're going to figure it out. No, figure it out and get back to me. I need to know where to direct, where to send a direct positive information to.
CJ, definitely. For the TV commercial, CJ, definitely.
Hey, where did that commercial plays? I just saw it the other day. That commercial still plays. And that play is the play after I got hurt, which is crazy. It's like a crazy moment in time. Like, every time I see that, I'm like, that's the touchdown right after I got hurt. Like, wow. And I thought, because I thought when he hit the league, I thought that was his thing with Vizio. I'm like, oh, Vizio paying you, da da da.
He's like, they stuck him for his papers, man. They're trying to stick him for his papers. And hopefully he gets his paper back. Lilo Galante said left trying to get that back child support from the NCAA.
Look, I got a statute of limitation. I got years. I'm good. I'm right. I'm fitting right in the years where
I'm at the starting point.
Right there. Give me my money. Look, I got the date. I got. They said it's from 14 to 16. This book is from 14, 15. So I can just show this. This is my proof. I got dates and everything. This is my proof. I'm in there.
How you feeling about the Tennessee? You talked about it a little bit. You like that? You think Notre Dame should add a little ticket fee?
Put that Nico Emavilita bill. $8 million out of the pockets are just
no, no, and they got $100,000. If they just add $1 per ticket, that's $100,000 per game.
Everybody got to pay on this one. Yeah, y'all want this quarterback so bad, everybody paying for him. How about that? That's fair.
Yeah, Notre Dame Stadium seats right now seven. What's the capacity? I know it just got up.
It's like 92,000 or something like that.
77,622. I thought it was 70 something. Yeah, 77,000. 78,000 probably. Just say 78. 78,000. Notre Dame can add what, $2 per ticket price? They already gouged you on the parking. The parking in the parking lot is ridiculous. And now that they're supposed to be building like underground parking with this new structure.
How you going to tailgate underground? That's a question.
Well, they're not eliminating spots. I think what they're going to do is they build this, they're going to put underground structures underneath the new construction. Hopefully that's what they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't want to overstep my boundaries. It's not like I have the blueprints in front of me. But hey, great show today, Lev. Shout out to Tennessee and Georgia for pushing the envelope. I'm not mad at it at all. I don't know if Notre Dame can get some special treatment from the legislation in the state of Indiana. But, look out. Look out. Make way. You already know that the pockets are deep. Unfortunately, I think the stewardship is going to win out either way. So be here Friday. We'll give away five t-shirts on Friday's show. You don't want to miss it. All right. And left, would you and Kent Gibbs like to go back at it tonight, bro?
If he wants some, he come get some, man.
Let me text him. Left said, if you want some, come get some. I'm texting him right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we'll see you tonight. Three's Company, right here. Lucky Lefty Network. Subscribe, share, hit the like button. Patreon.com, $5. You need to go get all of that great content from the Lucky Legends and the Players Only podcast. And coming soon, we're going to start breaking down 2026 Notre Dame offers and recruits that'll be coming in for games this week. I know Joseph Reef will be in town. Dominic Hulick will be in town. And I believe Ethan Long told me he's going to be in town for this week for the game. So those are three guys I know that are coming in. And it's supposed to be some big recruiting news this weekend, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully it's good news for Notre Dame from the South. Hopefully.
hopefully. So for Left SD2 Mics, man, we see you guys tonight. Three's Company, Lucky Lefty Network.